Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Are you guys ready for Scam Goddess? Please welcome to the stage Scam Goddess Lacey Mosley.
Okay. I can't do too much, Chad. I don't want to fall. Hello. What's good, San Francisco? Ooh, y'all in this bitch. Hey. I see y'all up there too. Hey. Yes, come on, waving from the balcony. I see you all. Don't fall, Chad. Thank you all so much for coming to the show. It is a rainy Sunday night, and we still up, and we gonna stay stuck. We have a great show for you tonight. It is Sunday. This is the first show that I've ever done on a Sunday. And you know, like, so ow, on the gang. So I always love to start the show with, if you know, we at church, honey. We at church now. I ever see a good old nasty church hat right here? Yes, sis. I know that's right. She came in her Sunday best, first row, pastor wife. Yes, thank you. So if you know it, feel free to sing along. Scams, cons, robbery, and fraud. No, that's right. All right, with no further ado, we've been waiting a little bit, so we're gonna get it started. I'm gonna bring out our amazing comedians that will be fellowshipping with us tonight. This first one, you definitely know from the podcast, and she also has her amazing show, Why Are You Single? And she was a If you heard the Bell House show in Brooklyn, you already know the vibes. But let's please give a warm round of applause for my queen, Marie Foster. Yes. Let me get some music. Let me get a little music. And now let's keep the vibes going. New to the pod. I love this man so much. I'm so excited that he's here, y'all. Amazing comedian, writer, so talented, and so benevolent. He had the viral September video that was going crazy. Every year he was doing it. Yes! Y'all already see, y'all already know the vibes. Y'all give it up for Demi Adejuwibe. And last, but certainly not least, an actress, a queen, a comedian, a stand-up, an icon. We have Kieran Dial. Kieran! Yes. Okay, let's get the party started. So if you know the pod, and if you don't, welcome. We always start this podcast with what's hot in fraud. So that is where we'll be talking about the latest, most poppin' scams that are going on in the zeitgeist right now. We'll get your opinions all throughout. Yes?
Love it.
Yeah.
Let's get going. Okay, I gotta be like a technical person. Y'all see I got this computer on stage. This is crazy.
It's giving women in tech.
Yes.
STEM.
Honey. STEM. It's giving STEM femme. STEM femme. Okay. Sorry. Let's get started here. What's hot and fried? Woo. So.
Wow.
So what's hot and fried? We're talking about Scottish runner Joysha Zarkcheski. Oh, you got a name on you, Joysha. So she'll be unable to compete for 12 months after she got a ride in a car at the ultra marathon. So she rode in the car for more than 2 miles during the 2023 GB Ultras Manchester Liverpool 50-mile race in April. So she called a Lyft.
Did she win?
Okay. Yeah, how fast were they driving?
Like, did she place first?
So during the race, well, this is what she says. She told the BBC that she experienced severe pain in her leg and accepted a ride in the car of a friend as a result. Suspicions arose because race tracking data showed that she had traveled a mile in under 2 minutes. So they were zooming.
They were zooming, yeah.
Okay, the homie was whipping it. She came in third.
Listen. You know when you copy off your friend and you're like, change a couple so they don't know we copy. A win is a win.
I don't know. If I'm going to take an Uber to get to the finish line, I'm coming in first.
Yeah, you better win. What's the point then?
I'm breaking the tape. Nah. I'm going to have my arms up. I'm going to spritz a little water on my face before I get over there.
Also, who's this friend who's just like, just get in the car. Just get in the car. It's fine. Just get in the car. Like,
the friend said, Kim, that's you?
They said, Joysha, bitch.
Joysha.
Yeah.
Because like an ultra marathon is like hella stuff, right? It's not just running, right?
I heard 50 miles. That's 50 miles.
50 miles?
It's also
you should be able to take a car for some.
Yes. Yeah, 50, a 50-mile race is aggressive.
And why didn't she like, I don't know, why didn't she drive more miles? That was my other question.
You
only did 2 miles? You had 50 to go?
Let her keep third. She did 48, first 48.
Yeah.
I feel like if my friend is picking me up, are there snacks in the car? Like, I'm crossing the line with a burger in my mouth and a pep in my step.
They'll know. They'll see, like, ketchup stains. Yeah. Like, what happened there? It's like,
That's blood. Energy. You know how the nipples, if you don't tape them, the nipples. See, I know that. The nipples be rubbing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, you be doing ultra marathons.
All right, we know who the marathoners are.
Because she was pointing, like, yep, the nipple, the nipple.
No, she just knows nipples.
She just knows nipples. Okay, great. I love that. Also, for me, okay, does she look winded enough? Because she's not sweating enough for me. Is it cold, though, in Manchester at this time?
Maybe. Everyone else is dressed in coats. It's cold.
Oh, yeah, so it's cold. It does. Look at you using context clues.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a detective.
Now, is this before or after she jumped out the car?
I truly don't know. But what's wild is she is holding something that must be the little tracker joint that they're talking about. So why didn't she think that they were going to be like, damn, she did them last 2 miles hella fast.
She is not very sweaty for someone who might have gotten in the car after leg pain. Unless it was like the beginning of the race.
I also love that she told the BBC as if it was going to be like a qualifier that she had leg pain. Baby, you was running 50 miles. Everybody got leg pain. Yeah. What do you mean? Like everybody should have leg pain.
You know what she should have done if she was real smooth? She should have jumped on one of them little bird scooters.
Okay, see, that's a sensible amount.
Right.
Just hit that zoom.
Right.
That's sensible.
Right.
That's not like 2 miles in one
minute.
Or
she gets in the car and just like drive really slow. Right. I'm going to sit in the back seat for a while, but just keep it like 5 miles per hour.
Yeah, that would have been smart.
Fuck with the tracker.
That's true. But also, if she was on the race route, did nobody just see her hop in the whip? Like,
she's like,
nobody
was
like, Joysha, why you? Joysha,
I'm taking a shortcut.
Skirt, skirt. Wait. Did she just get in the car?
But also, why didn't nobody else get in the car? Like, we could have all.
Right. I'm gonna be fourth.
Find a buddy, bitch.
There were four people who were running really quick for 2 miles and then got out and were walking again.
See, if they had colluded, then it might have been more plausible.
They can't arrest you all.
We all got a, like, bionic, you know, a runner's high? Yeah, we had, like, a crackhead runner's high, like, where we just all started running hella fast.
I would have been like, that was the part that was a hill down.
We actually just rolled. I laid down and just let gravity do the rest.
Yeah, we hit Lombard.
I fell for 2 miles straight down.
There's a detour to the bathroom, and on the other side of the porta potty, that's how she gets into the car.
Yeah, I mean, Joysha, also, like, you're going to tell the BBC you had leg pain. This is white women, white womaning, because this is not enough of an excuse for me. And I love that for her. I love that she said, I have leg pain. It was windy.
I cheated in the marathon because I didn't want to do it.
Right.
That's what
she was like.
I
wanted to win it. I didn't want to run it. Are we all on the same page?
Right.
You understand,
what
right?
What would you have done, Mr.
BBC? Mean, I've never done a marathon, but if I was, and I never will, but if I do, I'm a be in the car for 50 miles.
Marie's going to put on her like race badge and then immediately get in the car. It's just a bunch of runners and then just like a Tesla.
I'd stop at like a nearby gym and like take a shower in all the clothes and come out being like, okay, I look sweaty enough that I can cross the finish line. She's like, I ran really fucking fast to get here.
Bitch, I'm taping my number and my name to the back of the car.
Like a license plate.
That y'all gonna know it's me. Toot toot beep beep.
Tell everybody you transformed.
Marie, you're gonna be wearing exactly that outfit. Just
yeah. And the boots. You're gonna be wearing the boots. They're like, she ran 50 miles in those boots. And then she's gonna get brand sponsorship. They're gonna be like, these are the boots you can run in. Honestly, oh, Jessica Simpson should have did that shit because she made the start. I don't know why she was singing all that time. Her calling was shoes. Did y'all ever have a Jessica Simpson joint?
Her calling is shoes from Marshalls. Yes.
Yes.
You can't sell the shoes until you sing, though.
But listen, the platform on that shoe, I had height and I could run from the police. Mm. I could scale a fence in a Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm. A sturdy shoe.
Listen.
From a sturdy beach.
Okay, round of applause. Do we think they should have disqualified her and taken away her third place ribbon?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. Wow. Me personally, wouldn't all of us want to win a marathon and not run it?
I think we'd be smarter about it, though.
And she was judicious about it, though. She didn't come in first. She let the girl who really did the 50.
Why is she talking to the BBC also? Like, did they ask her and she was like, tell the truth? Like, she could have said anything. It's like, that wasn't me. I didn't get in the car.
That's what she should have did. Yeah. Also, like, the friend thing don't hit for me. If she had said, I called a Lyft or I got on my app, I would have been more understanding. Your friend, like you said, your friend was just there?
I mean, I think I would have been like, a dog took my tracker, ran away. I caught up later, grabbed it, won.
I fought the dog. I won.
That's why I got third. I would have got first, but it was a big dog.
And all this time I had leg pain too.
Right.
Scams! Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard.
this one's too soft and it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut! Now let's just go ahead and get into it. Historic hoodwinks! So today's historic hoodwink. If you follow me, if you know, you might already know, but if not, oh, this is going to be a good time. And Judith, I'm going to give you a sound marker here, allegedly. Sprinkle that in, girl. Because this has not gone to court yet, okay? And ooh. I'm not trying to get sued, okay?
New crime.
Yes, new crime. Hot off the presses. Yes.
You set up. I love you just like...
I love a new crime.
She's bored. Marie's like, I'm bored with the old crime. I want new crime.
New year, new crime.
The way that you're setting this up is like it's a crime you know about that no one else knows about. It's like it hasn't gone to court yet.
No. Damn, now you're making it seem like I'm involved.
That's what I'm saying.
It's giving accomplice.
In the parking lot today, somebody.
The slides are just me. So today, y'all, we're going to be talking about DJ Envy. Yeah, see, yes. Already gagged because you know the vibes. Yes.
Allegedly know the vibes.
Allegedly, we're talking about DJ Envy. We could be talking about any DJ who worked at Hot 97.
This could be anybody.
This could be any light-skinned dude. Apparently, two black parents.
I thought he was...
You hear that wow?
That... Two black parents that birthed him?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought DJ Envy was Puerto Rican.
We all did.
Oh.
Puerto Ricans can be black.
You said two black parents? Allegedly.
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 He hasn't gone to court yet.
He doesn't look like someone yet. I know. So.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
So since 2017, Cesar Piña. And there is an Enye. Cesar Piña. And New York radio host, allegedly DJ Envy, have been allegedly collaborating in real estate ventures and seminars. Oh, yeah, when you hear seminar, you already know. Because if it's, listen, we live in America. If you are getting money in America, you're not going to tell me about it.
Absolutely not.
You're not going to get me involved.
Yeah.
You're getting that much money, you like, let's share the wealth. That's not where we live.
That's dirty money.
No.
Let me tell you how you can make $2,000 if you invest $20. Like, no.
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 Give me 40 bucks and you can make $1,000,000.
Giving Facebook, okay?
Wait, you guys, so I shouldn't have given those guys my credit card number?
No, one was real.
Yeah.
That
was the only good
one.
What I
signed you up for in the back was real.
Oh,
yeah. That's real.
Thank God.
It's called Smile Soon. It's not as direct.
Yeah. Okay, praise Jesus.
It's
praise
more
Jesus.
Of a vibe. Yeah. Like, you
and
will be smiling.
Smile soon, bar.
So, now, victims are coming forward to claim that Cesar set them up while DJ Envy allegedly used his celebrity to promote Cesar, resulting in millions of dollars in losses.
Ooh.
And I'm telling you, like, those seminars, like, anytime anybody trying to teach you something, especially as a black person, I'm not going to no seminars. I'm so sorry. Like, anytime I'm in a space where people have money, there's always a white woman who pops up and tries to figure out how I have money. Anywhere. And it's always the same question. What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah, with that elbow touch. Also, is this him at the seminar? I'm not listening to nothing he got to say. Unless you, it's like a cannabis center.
Does
like,
he have one?
He has two separate necklaces that say landlord on them.
Land trap lord. You can't put trap in the middle of landlord. That's like admitting to it.
Trap?
It says trap, land trap lord.
Land trap lord.
Yeah.
Which he was warning the girls, it's in red. The trap is in red. He said, it's a trap.
To him, it probably reads like, I'm a trap landlord, but it's like, no, you misorganized them.
I'm a trap landlord.
Honestly, this is giving the goofiness already of the YSL trial. Have y'all been following that?
No.
Young Thug. That shit is hilarious. But this is giving, like, hopefully Cesar hires Young Thug's lawyer, because they really doing the things over there. And I want him to show this in court and be like, no, there was no way it was a scheme. I was wearing a necklace that said trap. I told everybody it was a trap.
Yeah.
They knew. I said, I'm stealing from you.
I don't know. Something about them looking almost alike with the ChatGPT beard.
They really are giving me like AI.
Right. It looks like somebody tried to draw him from memory. And they were like, yeah, you a landlord.
It's like first time caricature artist. Yeah, like, no, yeah. I got this. No, hold on.
They drew him on the streets of New York. And
they were like, what do you like to do? I like to sing. Okay, we'll put a microphone in his hand. Yes. So he's got on his two necklaces that are the same trap. So who is Cesar Peña? So Cesar sells himself as Caesar. You know, you can't trust a Caesar, okay?
Absolutely not.
Now that I think about it in 2024, maybe they should have been stabbing Caesar. I don't know. He was like, "E too, Brute," and Brute was like, "Hell yeah, me too." Like, but
now, why does he look a different height in all the pictures? Because I'm like, well, he's clearly a liar.
Okay, don't do that because I'm 5'9 on the internet.
Scam goddess.
Scam goddess. Yes. So he does look a different height in all the photos. This is my favorite scam. It's because they all different angles. Like the one, okay, so when he's with Nicki Jam, I don't know who that is, but apparently somebody people care about.
Reggaetonero.
Who is that?
He's a reggaeton artist.
Oh, he
from
is?
From Boston.
Okay, here's some reggaeton. Okay, Viva Reggaeton. You know, I know reggaeton, but I ain't never heard Nicki Jam. What's his song? What you got?
I don't know. I don't know.
So you don't know?
I gave you all the info I know.
Check me like you a Nicki Jam fan.
I gave you all the info I knew.
Yeah, you were giving president of the fan club. Don't know not one song.
I can tell you where he's from, and that's it.
Where he's from?
So that's all
Boston.
No, she said Boston.
No, it's true.
What's the hit, though?
How the song go?
You're not answering the question.
You don't know either. You just like
why did you even answer? Why even speak up?
She talked about so much.
Yeah.
She kept saying Boston too. I know
she is making him sound like God.
There are a lot of songs.
And then I said, name one of the hits. She said, so much.
There's so many.
You know, maybe the name of the song is...
You scamming with season.
If I had to pick my favorite... It's like when Tom Cruise talks about movies. Where it's like, name a movie. It's like, oh, I just love them all. I just love them all. I love every movie.
He's like, whatever one's going to make me mad. Listen, we got to thank Tom Cruise, though, because he did bring movies back, which is so funny because he brought them back with his ex-wife. They brought them back together.
That's right.
And Nicole was in the movie theaters like, it's so good in a place like this. Sadness. You know, I can't, all I can do in Australian accent is Laserdisc. That's it.
Laserdisc. You can't do Ner.
Laserdisc. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Laserdisc. Bobby. Betamax.
Movies in a place like this.
Straight to the point.
There we go. We got it.
That was good.
Like movies. This. But she brought the movies back. She was seated, honey. And then when I was going to see the Renaissance film and we were running late and somebody was upstairs and I was like, just tell me when Nicki get on the screen because that's how I know I only got like 1 minute left.
Yeah. Not you calling Nicole Kidman Nicki. You know nobody. She's a Nicole. Nicki Kidman, bitch.
So So we got him here with Nicky Jam.
Oh.
We got him here with 50 Cent.
Mm.
And we also, oh, there's a 50 Cent fan out there. Okay, power. And and also with Don Omar. So Cesar be with the reggaeton artist. I know who Don Omar is.
Who took the Don Omar photo? They're tall as hell. That photo's looking, it's the one looking down. They're both looking, like, they got the 0.5 on.
That's my angle. You got to go up top. You got to go high.
Yeah. No, that makes you look shorter. You got to go down. You got to go
okay,
up.
Okay, I mostly go down because I have long legs, but sometimes you can go high. If it's a tall person with me, I go well, high whoever, so I can cut them off.
When they whoever go low, we this. Go high.
Everybody
now,
is using
Michelle,
scissors.
I love you so much, but when they go low, we go to hell. Yeah. It's 2024, babes. I'm so sorry, but we got to go to Hades. Best of all, what's good? So... So Cesar says that he learned about real estate while in prison.
Did he say this during the seminar? Because anyone who gave him money at that point, it's their fault.
Listen, you got a lot of free time to study in prison. I'm not against it right now. In
well,
prison,
what?
You can read in there. You got the internet. You learning. What else you gonna do? It's
true.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm not against that.
You either read or you bench.
So he said he learned about it in prison early in life. So he's in prison early in life. So he's like, it was a long time ago. I was in prison, but it was early in life.
Right.
And he says that he learned about it from a Hoboken real estate developer.
Hoboken?
Who was also behind bars. Now, this is where I'm gonna pause because I don't think I'm taking advice from a real estate developer behind bars unless you did not go to jail for real estate development.
Either way, I'm just like, that's the job that you got and kept in jail. No, I'm not taking advice from you.
I mean, Hoboken, famously the real estate capital of the world.
This also sounds like the plot of the Shawshank Redemption.
It might be.
Like, what is happening?
He might have been, he went to prison and watched the Shawshank Redemption and was like, that guy in the background right there, what did you do? Yeah. I'm going to do
he
that.
He was like, with a spoon, I dig myself out. Okay. Morgan Freeman. Will also be in the movie. Listen, Morgan Freeman is a scam. He been old my whole life.
Whole time. Like,
that's so true. That's so
whole
true.
Whole time.
Whole yes. time.
I bet we can.
How you going to be old that long and still alive? What's going on?
I bet you we can name a Nicki Jam song faster than we can find a picture of him young.
We ain't never gonna find that. Now I'm like, Morgan, what did you do? Because why can't we find a picture of you young?
I like to believe that he's actually 35 and just pretends to be old. So that everyone is sympathetic to him.
Yo, that's kind of cunt. I want to do that. I'm about to reverse Benjamin Button myself. Next time I see him, I'm gonna have a cane. No more dips.
Reverse Benjamin Buttoning is just aging. Watch me do the Benjamin Button backwards, y'all.
Reverse Benjamin Button is wild. Lacey, you doing that right now.
Do not listen to them, Lacey. You can copyright that.
Thank you. I'm about to do the reboot. Reverse Benjamin Button.
I love it. It's just boyhood.
So his website says that he's been rehabbing and flipping homes in New Jersey for over a decade and allegedly owns thousands of real estate properties. Thousands. Thousands. He got more than the Monopoly man. He said, let me get all the hotels and the apartments, all the green, all the red.
Thousands.
Thousands.
That sounds like when Cat Williams was like, I read 8,000 books a year.
I got 1,000 real estate in New Jersey.
Y'all ain't about to get Kat mad at me because this is airing on Sirius. And y'all not, Kat, I love you. I love your hair. I believe you read all of them books, King. I know you did. Let's talk about it.
Thousands of people in New Jersey alone.
Yeah.
So.
It's so, I just can't get over how
who
much.
Who is DJ Envy? We got to get into this. I need a time check. There's no clock here. All right. I'm not gonna hold y'all hostage all night. I swear to God. Not to be like we want to be hostage. Like, no, keep us.
It's called Stockholm syndrome.
Lacey, this is a stupid question, but DJ Envy is a part of the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's really sad now.
Wow, why? Karen, this is when you get invested.
Yeah. Before this, I was just looking at him, and I was like, he was looking like a human armrest. In those last pictures.
Yo, he does look like if you drew a face on a thumb, though.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
He looks
he
like
he does.
A little puppet show. Little DJ Envy.
Yeah.
He looks like someone tried to build Fat Joe in a video game.
Now, Fat Joe on The Sims.
Is this his wife?
That's his wife.
Okay.
That he historically was cheating on very aggressively.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No, that's a no, that he confirmed it. Yeah. He was cheating on her like a part-time job. Like, he was really 9 to 5.
Wow.
Working 9 to 5. That dick was around the city limits. Like, literally. But, you know, they stayed together. They stayed strong in their love.
Because she can't testify against him if they get divorced.
I mean, well, that was before. Now they got to really stay together. Child, hold it down. So this is DJ Envy. He's a celebrity. Allegedly. So one celebrity that he's frequently worked with, Rashawn Casey, known for being co-host of the hip-hop-centered radio talk show, The Breakfast Club, for more than a decade. I'm so sorry. His name is Rashawn Casey. And I read that, and I was still confused. I was like, no, his name is first name DJ, last name Envy. His name is, oh, no, he does have two black parents, because it's Rashawn, and this is how it's spelled, babes. R-A-A-S-H-A-U-N. He's one of us.
Wait. It's two A's back to back?
Yeah. Rashawn. They want you to know it's like, rah.
I didn't even know you could spell a name like that.
Oh, yeah, you can.
That's Hotep spelling.
It's Ankh necklace spelling for sure.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, don't drink milk, you won't get your period. It very much spelling.
If you had said Rashawn Casey, I absolutely would have known.
You wouldn't know who was Rashawn Casey?
No, I'm not. Obviously.
Okay, ran over here nodding. I can't trust y'all no more. Y'all be nodding and I'll be like, "Where? What's the song? Boston."
She knows nipples and she knows Breakfast Club members.
Okay, we're locking it down. We're getting very niche here. So his wife, Gia Casey here, a baddie. Look at her. That's a bad bitch you can never kill.
She's giving mob wives.
She is. She really is.
She looks like she's friends with Big Ange.
Okay, Big
y'all
Ange.
Y'all see it.
R.I.P., but yes. Mm. She probably had knew her for real, though.
She knew her, yeah.
They was playing Bunko and stuff. So, some of y'all know about Bunko. And yes, come on, suburban girlies, yes. So, this is his wife, Gia Casey, next to him. She's known for being a best-selling authoress, an expert on family, and for having faked orgasms for 10 years of their marriage.
Scam goddess. I got one. That was how you, that's one.
I just want to say the de-evolution of the end of the song that I wrote. It's Scam Goddess. And it's turned into Scam Goddess, Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
That's
really, yeah.
That's what I heard, Lacey.
That's how I'm singing it like Hot Pockets.
I heard Hot Pockets. That is a famous song.
So she faked orgasms for 10 years and she's an expert on family?
Okay, somebody said not relationships.
You don't
gotta
come to have kids.
Family, not relationships. Yeah, you don't have to, no.
Yes,
she don't. She don't gotta come, never mind. Somebody tell me how it works.
I do not think that the plural.
If people who have children, so that we're inclusive, had to come to spit out a baby, there would be no children. Like,
mass extinction event.
I wish it worked like that. Oh my God, we wouldn't need birth control.
Lacey, the other thing about that lady is I don't think the plural of authoress, I don't think authoress is a plural. I think.
Oh, that's just me gendering author.
Oh, that's you?
Authoress.
Okay, cool.
It's actually ether.
It's actually Arthur.
Arthur.
He did love to read.
No, that's when Madea talks about authors.
Wait, round of applause. Did y'all think Arthur was black?
I thought you said author. I was like, the word?
No,
yeah, Arthur.
I thought he was black. But yeah, they was black. Like, no, he's just an aardvark. I was like, no, he black.
No, Arthur was definitely aardvark. A blurred. Yeah.
They celebrated Kwanzaa.
And Buster was Dominican.
Buster was definitely Dominican. Buster, yes.
I'm not breaking news.
Okay, come on. Umoji. I was going to say Umoji. It's Ujima.
Kimoji.
I was once dragged for being in a Kwanzaa video for Blavity. It wasn't I didn't mispronounce anything though, but some other people did. And they're like, how dare you do this to Kwanzaa? I was like, it wasn't me. I know the Kenora. It's got seven candles. I know my facts, okay? Shout out to the Kwanzaa God.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud. So, sister,
Cesar,
he's been a regular guest on The Breakfast Club since 2018. He and DJ Envy have hosted several real estate seminars together. Come on, besties. That's my best friend. He a real bad bitch.
I'm not taking a seminar from anyone on the radio. I'm just not.
Okay, come on now. That used to be the lick, though.
Yeah,
John Robert Powers, Barbizon. Like, the radio used to really be given.
I'd be like, if you're making so much money, why do you have a second job?
See, amen.
Questions that need answers.
That we won't get. So the duo hosted events in New York City and Atlantic City. Now, you know, that's the real scam. Atlantic City in 2021, what's left? It's basically Atlantis City. It's lost. What's over there? And in 2022, they charged guests up to $199 to attend. 199 of them things.
That's what people were using their stimulus checks for?
Run that stimmy back. So the scam. In June 2022, Cesar appeared on The Breakfast Club to announce that he was launching a blockchain-powered investment platform. And here's the name. And y'all heard blockchain in that. Yes, we all know.
Ooh.
Also, very bad for the environment. Yes, because like the computers that it takes to keep printing out those long-ass CVS receipts of the blockchain, they killing forests, baby. Mowing them down. So the, So the investment platform is called Flip to Dow.
Flip to Dow?
Wait. Flip. Comma, ta-dow?
Ta-dow.
There's no punctuation. It's F-L-I-P, the number 2.
No!
Now, how many A's are in ta-dow?
So it's actually, I was saying 2 and then Dow. So Dow is D A-O. So I might be, I think, it, is it flip today? Flip to down.
Flip to down.
Flip to, what is that?
Wham, bam, pow, boom, boom, pow.
Flip to down. That's like too cute to be forgotten.
Flip to down.
To down.
To down. It sounds like a bow. It sounds like a sound like I flipped the house.
To down.
I don't know. He kind of got me. I'm a little
bit of a like a website you end on when you're trying to download a YouTube video and it gives you a virus.
Yes. This was like before LimeWire. We had Flip to Dow.
Flip to Dow.
So DJ Envy also touted his relationship with the developer and the new platform. So he would be like, Cesar, this is my guy, our new platform, Flip to Dow. Don't ask too many questions. This is DJ Envy. He says, people always ask, how can I invest with you guys? And we never take anybody's money. Now, there will be a way where people can actually invest to be a part of the owner of some of the projects that we actually buy. So he's like, we're not going to take your money, but you can't invest by giving me your money, and I'm going to put it into the projects that we got.
Ta-dow.
Ta-dow.
Oh, so now we're bringing in Tony the Closer Robinson.
Get your ass up podcast?
Yes. So listen, Tony the Closer is my... Okay, y'all know I don't typically love haters, but this is a hater that I'm just like, he's so dedicated, so steadfast in hatred. He wakes up with hate on his heart. I feel like this man wakes up every day screaming. Like, the alarm don't even go off. He's just like, ah! Like, that's how he wake up, with the hate in his soul. And I love this for him. He hating like it is his full-time job. No breaks. He eats lunch on the hate job. He's not taking a break.
I'm imagining him waking up like a dog having a nightmare. Just like,
oh. Air fighting.
Yeah.
Always full of sweat.
Yes.
He needs a shower first thing in the morning. We said, hey. So he has 375,000 followers because the girls love the hatred. And in May 2023, this Instagram account called Tony the Closer, he closing on your ass. He says, curtains for you bitches. AKA Tony Robinson. Hilarious. Isn't that another scammer? So... Yeah, he has seminars.
Oh, he has seminars. Okay.
Them seminars.
Oh, is that the guy with the big ass head?
Oh, Tony Robbins.
Yes. Oh, Robbins.
Robbins.
I'm sorry, I did the black people thing. You know where we at? S is like Nordstrom's.
This is his son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that thing. I was on the phone with my mom and I was like, what you doing? She was like, oh, I'm watching this really good movie. I was like, oh, what's the movie? She was like, oh, it's Retook. And then I Googled Retook. Because I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch it. I was like, what platform is that on? And she was like, you know, it's the sequel to Taken. I said, Taken 2?
They should have called it Retook.
Hold on.
Retook?
Retook.
Retook.
It's got a ring. That's got a ring, though.
They synonyms. Took again. Gotcha, bitch. One more again. Too fast, too took.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Not too fast, too took. Tokyo Drift, no.
Okay. Honestly, the fact that it's three takens, he gotta leave her in the house. Stop coming outside.
Yeah. Slip an air tag in her pocket. It's not, it's her. At some point, I'm like, where are you going?
Right. Yeah, she got took too many times. I was like, all right, girl, you're gonna have to figure one of these out.
I was like,
that's gonna be the fourth one. He gonna call and be like, all right, now you should have a special set of skills by now, bitch. Like,
like enroll in a take a master class on how to not get kidnapped. Also, have another baby, sir. You gonna need it.
Lord. So, Tony.
The third movie, he's just like, well, it's me again.
It's me with a special set of skills again.
The fourth
movie is just him sending it to voicemail. He's like,
I'm tired. I get it. So, Tony Robinson, not to be confused with Tony Robbins. So, he pulls up. He's the hater, right? So, he makes a series of videos and live streams because he wants you to know, accusing Cesar and Envy of fraud. Tony also claims to be an ex-NFL player and runs his own real estate page called Rona Proof. Oh, y'all looking back like y'all really was expecting something.
Rona Proof, like Corona Proof?
Yeah, when was that established?
It establishes that he is unvaccinated.
It is giving like ivermectin.
I don't need it. I'm Rona Proof.
So, where he offers his own real estate coaching services. In reality, he might have played once as a quarterback for the Washington Redskins as a scab during the 1987 player strike.
That is Wait, so
He is technically
funny.
Not wrong.
Oh, of course the hater is a scab. Of course the hater is a scab. He was like, oh, y'all not gonna work? I'll work.
What's a scab?
Put me in, coach. I brought my own pads.
Got it.
I got it. Oh.
I thought it was like
we was just on strike for 190 days. You don't know what a scab
is? I'm not a scab, sis.
I love that.
What I look like?
She said, why would I know that?
Why, do
it's
I
not
look,
in my spirit.
I
do
love
I
my
look
union.
Like Drew Barrymore? I don't.
Judith, I don't want that happening to you, Marie.
Tadow. Oh, my God.
Tadow.
Yeah, Judith, I got to go on a book tour. We forgave Kiss Me. We forgave her.
Lacey,
oh, you've never been kissed.
Yeah.
You want to? We forgave Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah, God, Kiss Me. Kiss Me is what black people call it.
Why did I do it again to myself? So he claims that Caesar has defrauded numerous users of Flip to Dow and others, taking their money to invest in flipping properties with the premise of big profits, but giving little to nothing back. Duh. Caesar allegedly promised investors that they would receive 20 to 45% return on their initial investment in 5 months.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
That's casino numbers.
That's New Jersey numbers.
Yeah.
Right. I just hit the horn. I hit all the hard ways, but it's investment. Like, y'all know I love crabs. No, you should never believe 45% return. If it was that easy, we'd all be doing it. And you have to ask yourself that question. Like, when people say it's too good to be true, it is.
Except when it's not.
That one time.
Now listen, as an actor, have I gone on some too good to be trues and they worked out? Yes. Okay. One time I got paid like $5,000 to figure out how a ruler worked for tech companies. They have too much money.
How a ruler worked?
A ruler? Yeah.
They just want to be on camera and be like, look at this funny little actor. She's trying to figure out this like very complicated ruler.
Okay.
And they paid me and it cleared. I was like, I kind of felt dirty up. I'm like, what the?
Some
Did I just do
company.
A kink? Was that a kink?
Well,
am I like ruler girl on OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah.
Were you wearing shoes in the video?
I was. Listen, my Wiki feed is a scam. Y'all already know. I'd be like, inflate my numbers because these feet, they look like they've been dancing on bricks. They've been barefoot my whole life. I have barefoot country feet. It's fine. They're doing their purpose. So, however, not only did the victims say that they didn't receive the promised returns, they actually lost money instead. Well, duh, you lost money.
Yeah.
And so we look at his Instagram. He got 375K followers. I can't see his likes, so we don't know if he bought those. But we see his Instagram, his Twitter, and he says, the word is out, .. And then he says, I'm leaving the real estate coaching space. Okay, sorry, you put the word out. I don't think anybody knew the word until you said the good word, but okay. I love his inflated sense of self. You need that, especially as a hater. So, because you're reading it. Y'all can read good. So shortly after this, a series of civil lawsuits were filed in the New Jersey State Courts against Cesar. A company called Amy Flips claims it gave Cesar $500,000 to invest in properties and lost $470,000 of it.
Okay, so not all of it.
Yeah.
Not all of it. They, you know, they 30 G's.
Okay, but 30 G's ain't even 20% of 500,000.
Yeah, but they can still buy some iPhone 15s. So,
so a man named Paul Peralta claims he had given Cesar $600,000 over 4 installments as a part of a Ponzi scheme promoted by the Breakfast Club. Now, the Breakfast Club is involved, allegedly. So. The music executive, Anthony Martini, joined another investor, Anthony Barone, to claim that they had lost $1.5 million after Cesar convinced them to invest in a 50-unit apartment building in Paterson, New Jersey, that was never completed.
You never spend $1.5 million in New Jersey. That is a rule, I will tell you right now. That's all on Tony
Y'all
Martini.
Y'all are really shaded New Jersey, which is my favorite thing. But yeah, so they came together and said, we lost a grip. So Aki Rios, a custom car shop owner who has done the wraps on many of Envy's cars, realized something was wrong when Cesar offered to pay him in jewelry until he could pay him back the rest of the $100,000 that he owed.
Girl.
So he took off one of those trap chains and said, here you go, babes.
He said, you like toe rings? You need some bangles?
He said, no, the belly button ring is real gold. Like, it's not going to turn green.
Each of these charms is $10,000.
It's from Pandora. No shade to Pandora. Sponsor the podcast.
Let's take an ad break. Pandora, jeez.
Right. So Cesar also allegedly failed to tell investors that many were paying towards one single property, and he already has mortgaged and loans on those. So he was taking all of this money, he was putting it towards one property, and he already had mortgages on it and loans. So he's just taking these people's money.
Well, hold on. I'm not a mathlete, but all these numbers seem like he could have paid. He could have taken some of the money to pay the people. You know what I
mean? Yeah,
like,
rob Peter to pay Paul.
Rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. I mean, but that's how Ponzi schemes work. As long as you have more income coming in, you can continue to pay people out. And so they think that they're getting dividends on investments when really they're getting the new investments money, like a little bit of it to but make it look like.
Nobody was getting paid.
Okay, he gave one of them $30,000, the one who invested. Amy flips.
Yeah.
Amy got 30 back.
And he gave that other guy a couple mood rings.
Lacey, when you said
the
all that,
I was always angry.
You said all that, I was like, oh my God, take all my money. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Thank you, guys. I do have investment properties that we can all, let's talk after the show. We're all going to go in.
This one time, it's real.
This is more, less, this is a seminar. It's less
this
of a
This is
podcast.
A seminar, low key, this is a seminar. If Yo, y'all did pay money to low key come to a cinema. I can't even say it. A seminar. Oh, Lord. And look at us with our panel of experts. Damn. I mean, I said it out loud, though. I said scam goddess. I got to get a necklace, huh? Like, it's like trap.
You do.
Like
scam trap goddess.
Yeah. I'm honestly shocked you don't have a scam goddess necklace.
I do have earrings, though.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, same earrings.
Sounds great.
So, in total, Cesar is facing 20 lawsuits. Let's look at him outside of this home. One of these... Are you giving $500,000 for this?
I mean, I don't even believe they're friends in this picture.
Absolutely not.
The friendship looks like a scam.
They're not, like, their hands aren't touching, and it feels like they were never going to touch. It feels like after this photo, they didn't touch.
This feels like that scene in The Good Wife where the two of them couldn't be in the same room and they had to edit it together.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like they're in the same
Give
spot.
Give it Juliana Margulies. All shade. If you know, you know. Yeah, and then, like, what does his shirt say? My God is my enemies?
No, my God versus my enemies.
Oh.
But the S has a dollar sign on it, so.
Damn.
And is the Y a,
His
like
enemies
a
are the IRS.
The feds.
Famously also my enemies.
Mine too. We be beefing. Whore. Mm. So Anthony Martini's lawyers have claimed that more than 30 victims collectively are seeking over $40 million in owed money, allegedly. Lawyers for Cesar claim that for at least one case, the victim did get their initial investment back, and that by demanding the huge profits they say they were promised, they are actually the ones violating New Jersey law. So they said, you suing me, I'm suing you. You break up with me, I break up with you.
That's how you win a breakup.
It really is. It's the pettiest thing you can do in a breakup. If somebody's like about to break up and you be like, no, I'm not going to do.
It's not working for me.
And then you got to get on social media first and be like, damn, hated I had to leave him.
The word is out. I'm no longer in the relationship space.
I'm single. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
So, I can't believe you tried to flip the script on them. I love it. So, authorities are now saying that the money actually went to mixing money from initial investors with money from new investors to pay off prior investors and cover personal expenditures, aka a Ponzi scheme. Yay. Oh, Charles Ponzi, shout out to you. Your work is never done.
How much of that money do you think went to seminars on how to make his wife come?
And that's the seminar he needs to be at.
He's been trying for 10 years.
Where
he just keeps
is
going.
The clitoris?
Tell you what.
The Sphinx. Like,
if you're listening, DJ Envy, if you pay me $1 million, I'll tell you exactly where it is.
On a map.
I'll draw it out for you.
Oh, so we have a response. So DJ Envy, he's denied all wrongdoing. And in an interview with Tony the Closer, the hater, which, why would you do this? Yes, oh, no is right. On Instagram live stream, he's going to discuss. And his lawyers have been telling him to be quiet, and he not listening to them.
He's like, I can't. I got to go on he real said, estate versus.
He said, I talk for a living, bitch. I'm DJ Envy.
What do you mean, be quiet? I ain't never heard him on a one or a two. Was he a DJ?
He says it. I mean, I'm from New York, so I know DJ Envy from that.
Being from New York?
Yeah, well, I know him from the radio. I used to listen to, well, not really, in the Breakfast Club. It's too early. I'm not eating breakfast.
He had played a song.
He says on the ones and twos, it's me, DJ Envy.
Okay, okay. Okay.
I don't know if he'd be on them, but he says
he's on them.
And he famously doesn't lie.
Right.
Famously, we're on your side, DJ Envy. Don't sue
DJ
me.
DJ Envy or DJ Hubris?
I like keeping it real, right? So how has your business dealings been this season?
This music.
Some have been great. Some haven't been. Some have been really good, and I made a lot of money. And some have been. And that's why I say when people invest money, sometimes it goes like this, right? And you know this. I didn't hit with Caesar a couple of times and flip money in less than 30 days. Some of my bills is like the school we still got, and I haven't got my money back.
School, they have a school.
But I know that's part of the game. But I also do know there's certain things that need to happen. Like when it comes to Caesar, you know, we've had a conversation, and I spoke to him, and I spoke to Jen, and I told him if he does, and I asked him personally, I said, do you owe people money?
Does he owe you money?
We have an investment together that we're going to sell. He does not owe me money. We partnered up on a property.
What's another word for money?
Owe you money, DJ Envy.
It's cool. Let me tell you. I'm
you and I talked offline, DJ Envy.
No, can't do that.
He's like, you're lying.
No, can't do that, DJ Envy.
I'm going to tell you the truth. You going to let me speak or we not?
If we're going to tell the truth, we got to tell
the truth.
Now.
We're speaking the truth. Because I tell you everything. I talk to you offline. I told you, me and Caesar, we bought a school. That's the only outstanding deal that we have. That school never came back. And that school is not done.
That school never came back. Where'd it go?
I told him I have a problem, and he said, I'm giving you your money back.
We bought a school is what your mom's going to call We Bought a Zoo.
Yes.
No. If I buy a school and then I show up and the school left, what do you mean it never came back? Also, what kind of school?
If you are a parent and you take your child to DJ Envy's school, you shouldn't be a parent anymore.
Babes, I got us on the wait list for DJ Envy's pre-K class.
But if we go to his seminar, we can get bumped up the wait list.
The cost is $1 million per preschooler.
Yeah, but it's only K through to Dow. So.
We don't know how high that goes up. Okay, we don't know, if they're bored.
But also, he said, I made some money. And it's like, nobody else did, babe. We know you made some money.
And he's like, you know how investments go. It's a risk. Like, sometimes, like, here's the thing about investments. Yes, it is a risk. But this isn't the casino. This is not you roll a 7 and you crap out. It's a property. So you might lose value on the property, but you don't lose all your money.
Yeah, what happened?
Real, real, real fast.
But then he was like, we bought a school and the school is still doing what the school, but the school left. The school is at camp.
Summer camp.
See, we didn't know the school was built on like a burial ground. And you seen Poltergeist? Basically, it did the thing that did in Poltergeist.
It swallowed the school.
Yeah. With the kids inside.
They're coming back. That's right. They're coming back, though.
We're going to get our ROI on the kids. No.
There'll be a 20% return of the kids.
They're going to be 45% smarter.
And 20% here. That's all we can guarantee. And I love that, like, Tony is like, okay, but you tell the truth. We talked about lying. Tell the truth. Stop lying.
He's tell the truth.
And he's like, yeah, no, I am telling. We talking. He's like, yeah, but stop you lying. He was like, but we talking.
But also, what was the music underneath? I felt like I was listening to the beginning of a Mary J. Blige song.
Really? It was giving me ominous, like, murder mystery. Like,
oh, it was giving me too late to, whatever the... And I can't be without you. It was giving me that.
Really?
Yes.
It was strong for too long.
Yes, it was giving
me
that.
And I can't be without you, baby. It felt like... Everybody gonna be without their money, though, baby. Oh, where did my investment go?
Thank you for hitting the note.
I was trying to throw it away, but I was like, let me hit one of them.
Yeah, I was like,
the rest of them on the floor, honey.
Better is the Hot Pocket theme song.
See, y'all gonna have this stuck in everybody's head. Now they're gonna think it's Hot Pocket.
Scam goodness.
So his lawyers claim that
is this
he,
Joe Budden?
Yes. That's how you know we're down bad.
It's a different face, but the same beard time.
When you see Joe Budden and he looks erudite. What he looks like, maybe he did read 8,000 books a year.
Yeah, this looks like the back cover of his book.
Right. No, Joe Budden is a fool. And he looking smart next to DJ Envy. This is a mess. So his lawyers claim, DJ lawyers, that's what I'm going to call them now. DJ lawyers, who are
on the ones and twos.
Okay. Of the law. Of the amendments. They claim that he was lured to invest $500,000 in a separate project and that he is just as much of a victim of Cesar as the rest. He said, I got two, y'all. Where is the school?
And have you noticed his necklace says trap landlord? Because I just noticed that.
Okay, I said it's God versus my enemies. I didn't know that they were Cesar. That's why we was in the picture. I didn't touch him. God told me not to. So at some point, Envy's friend and media personality, Joe Budden, allegedly warned him that he was participating in a Ponzi scheme. So this is Joe Budden. Joe Budden says, Caesar, if he took money, I wasn't privy to it, nor did I even know. But I do understand how people feel if they did give... Oh, wait, this is DJ Envy talking. Jesus Christ. So... DJ Envy says, Cesar, if he took money, I wasn't privy to it. Nor did I know. But I do understand how people feel if they didn't get or they did give him money. They feel that they did give him money because I gave him a lot of money and I didn't see a dollar in return. You know how the worst apology is like, if you're like, I'm sorry if you felt offended or if you felt that way. How you gonna be like, I'm sorry if you felt like I gave you money and didn't give it back? What? That's not a feeling. I'm sorry if you feel like I stole from you. No, you did. What do you mean? Theft is honestly a feeling, though.
Once
I take the things, it's a feeling.
I wasn't privy to it, nor did I even know. It's like, hey, I didn't know. And in addition to that, I also didn't know.
I wasn't clued in. I wasn't savvy. I wasn't in the know or privy.
Yeah. I don't know what he's up to.
I didn't know he took any money, even though I gave him money. I didn't know he took any money.
He said, I didn't know y'all was giving him money, but he was on the radio asking y'all to give him money.
And I did give him money, too, even though I didn't know that he took money from people, including myself.
He said, I didn't even see all. I lost some money as well. Me also.
We got to do something about this, all of us, together. Right. We should all team up.
We have to find the guy who did this.
I'm so sorry that you guys all feel that way about Cesar and Envy.
This is the DJ Envy, If I Did It.
This is about to be my... Oh, no, it is.
Yes.
This is what I want my return policy to be like. Oh my God, I'm sorry you felt that way about the product. Goodbye. Feel better soon. Get well. Get well. Get rich soon. Thoughts and prayers.
Sending love and light, but not your money back.
Only love and light.
Okay? Only love, only light. And send more money so right. I can send more love
no
and light.
No Zelles, no Venmos, no wire transfers, just love and light. Yeah. That's all we have.
You guys
for
give
you.
Me a couple bucks and I'll talk to him about this.
I'm going to fight him, okay? Myself, so we have another, because he won't stop talking. What is he saying here?
I call Clue. Mm-hmm. I call Fabulous. Mm-hmm. I call Joe Budden. Mm-hmm. Right? Or Desert Storm family. And I said, hey, guys, I'm doing real estate. This is something that I think that, you know, you should invest a little bit of money in, try it out, and that way you can do it. Joe Budden told me it was a Ponzi scheme and I was going to go to jail.
You know how down bad you have to be for Joe Budden to be right?
But like,
but listen, a broken clock be right twice a day. Look, Donald Trump got it right once. Remember when he said people are dying who never died before? That was a fact.
Reverse Benjamin Buttoning.
Yeah.
I mean, people are dying who never died before.
He lied. But nobody told me he was going to jail. Why would you admit this on a podcast? Why would you say this out loud?
He didn't even say allegedly. He's so dumb.
So, meanwhile, DJ Envy has sued Tony the Closer for defamation, interference with his business, and invasion of privacy. That's why I want to say everything that we've sourced here will be in the footnotes. I am just repeating what I was told. Sue them, not me. We got to get the avocado.
How is it invasion of privacy if you on my live telling everybody your business? And he's still talking.
I should be able to do crime privately, okay? Why are you in my business?
He said, I plead the fifth. Bet you can't stop talking.
He's like, he made me turn the camera on. I wanted to do just audio.
He claims that Tony's allegations against him are false and intend to drive attention towards his own real estate business. Now, Tony said he was out of the game. Remember, what did he say? Was an announcement? The cat's out the bag.
The word's out.
Have you heard the news, the good news?
I want you to put the word out that we are not back up.
So, two of Caesar's companies, Caesar, Warehouse, and Warehouse is spelled W-H-A-I-R, house.
What, hair?
Where?
He got bundles in the warehouse?
What hair house real estate investments LLC.
What hair to Dow?
He can't spell or pay these people their money back.
And Taylor Court Apartments LLC have filed for bankruptcy since the start of August. Now, Cesar, I'm wondering, where did these coins go? Now, you didn't stole all these people down, allegedly invested these people's money. They ain't seen no ROI. They ain't got no property. Where did the money go? Now you're filing for bankruptcy? Where did it go?
Beach.
But you know what I did just see on TikTok? They were like, new hack, guys. Which y'all, please stop getting on TikTok and talking about the crime that you're doing. New hack, guys. Just $300, you can open an LLC and then file, like, run up a bunch of credit card debt on it and then file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, you can.
I love TikTok because people be telling on themselves, and it's beautiful.
Like and subscribe. The feds are like, our job is so easy.
Hi, guys. Today, we're going to Marshall's, and we're just going to steal a bunch of stuff.
They're like, can you tag? Location is the FBI. Where y'all at?
Yeah.
Tag them. It's us, the feds. Yo, January 6th was so easy for them. They're like, just tag your auntie in this? Thank you so much on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. They were going live at, you know, climbing the wall, you know.
How you going live doing crime? I love it. So here we have a photo of Cesar and a woman that is his wife, but he doesn't to agree.
Is that his wife?
He looking like she photobombed him.
But she also looked uncomfortable.
It looks like just out of the frame, he sees an IRS agent.
He's wearing the two necklaces again.
I thought he had to give one away. So his wife, Jennifer, Jenny from the block of real estate.
H&R Block.
Jenny from H&R Block, who is named in many of the civil lawsuits, has repeatedly attempted to file for personal bankruptcy, but has been rejected for procedural defects. Get the paperwork together. Y'all gotta get the spelling in order. So she remains active on social media, promoting her own real estate business. On Wednesday.
Get out!
Yes. She was like, look, we still got these tadash. We gotta come on. Come on!
It's different. I changed it up. It's different now. It works.
What is it now? Is it today? Today?
Three
the
down.
Tenacity, though. I gotta give it up for the tenacity. This is what resilience looks like.
Yes. You've heard of the audacity of hope. This is the audacity of scams, okay? Yeah. They said, we're going to keep going.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
Nevertheless, she pilfered. Yes. I know that's right. Against all odds. She said, government what? So on Wednesday of October 18th, 2023, Cesar was arrested and released on a secure bond of $1 million. Where you get that bond? His 1,000 properties? He got the real estate to put up for the bond.
He got the school.
Yeah.
He found the school.
He put the school up, he said.
He was like, let me dig up that damn school because I'm going to need it right now.
My boy finally came back with the school.
Yeah.
So he was charged with one count of wire fraud and could face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted. They will get you on that wire fraud, honey. That mail fraud.
Yes,
I told y'all,
wire
UPS.
Fraud. Scamanda.
Yeah.
Also. That's the way.
And UPS, they'll pull up. They'll arrest you. They got the truck with no doors.
I have a dumb question. What is wire fraud? Because I feel like I hear that phrase. I'm always just like,
so it's just the transfer of money via wire that's for fraudulent purposes. So it's something just like mail fraud that's used to kind of hook people in charges where they don't quite know what you did wrong, but they know you're doing crime. It's kind of like how RICO originated. It's like, oh, you keep your hands clean, you don't touch dope, you call hits, you're not doing the murders. How do we get you? We had to come up with something where we like, we know you over there.
Wire fraud.
You tagged in a photo. We know you over there. So he's not allowed to leave the state and is restricted to electronic monitoring right now. Which
Dad,
he's
stuck in New Jersey? Poor baby.
There have been reports that the iHeartRadio offices where the Breakfast Club is broadcast from were raided by the feds. But DJ Envy claims that these reports are false, y'all. Believe him.
What does Charlamagne say about all this? Do we have
he
him sourced?
He told him to stop talking. On the air.
If Charlamagne says stop talking, you're in
you
trouble.
You really need to stop.
You really are.
That's what I'm saying. You got all the wrong messengers giving you the right message. Like, you down bad.
And he still has the job.
That's like if Best Bud pulled up and like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. What? You're Satan. What do you mean? not calling Charlamagne Satan. Anyway, Judith. So... He continues to be uncharged with any crime, maintaining both his innocence and victim status. This is DJ Envy. He said, I'm not charged. I'm a victim too. Allegedly, I heard about what happened. I wasn't privy to it, though. but I did hear, but I ain't know. I have to go back for a second because we can't leave DJ Envy that way. Allegedly. Y'all clap if y'all think allegedly that DJ Envy might have some hands and some shady deals.
Is this gonna be released in video?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see where the chips fall, where they lay. They're definitely not gonna be falling on no real estate properties. But this for me. Anytime anybody's like, invest with me, I can double your money, let's make money together. Anybody on Facebook making a post? Y'all, call your grandparents so you still have an inheritance. Call your aunties, your uncles, tell them to stop sending you links. And please don't invest in things like this.
Has there ever been a house flipping thing that has not been a scam? I feel like if anyone's using the same terminology they use on like those yellow signs on the highway, then it's like, don't listen to them.
I mean, somebody done flipped a house and it was good.
Yeah,
right, but
yeah, that's what
thousands
that's
of houses.
That's what the Property Brothers is doing.
Right, but they're on TV.
And they
and
brothers.
You can trust them
and they
sing it
and they're happy and not colored.
Then she said they scamming too.
Yeah, the Property Brothers are just like Cesar and DJ Envy, and that they look like each other.
They do look like they could be.
That's what they were doing.
Property Brothers.
No, no, no. They're the Property Brothers.
Brothers.
But in a way, it's like Donald Trump. I mean, this is a playbook right out of Trump. You
it
know,
is.
It's,
he
it's
did have a university.
He had a university.
He had a school.
He
has,
and it did leave.
Oh, wow.
He had the school. It's in New Jersey. He filed for bankruptcy. It's like multiple properties over time.
They
he
read
keeps
the art
yes
of the deal.
Ending.
Is Trump the guy he met
yes
in prison?
Yes, ending the scam all the way to the presidency again.
Well, I think DJ Envy and Cesar forgot one thing. You got to have a white man friend in the mix.
Yeah.
They needed a Robert or a Roger or a Theodore.
Yeah, they needed a Teddy real
they
bad.
They needed a Teddy to be like, listen, I'm your guy.
And like, I'm talking old money Teddy. Like, Teddy got, his family got buildings at Harvard money Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy Grahams.
I don't know. You guys, I got faith in DJ Envy. I think that they're going to bust out with a Teddy just from somewhere at some point down the line. And like the third bankruptcy, like filing after the wife does the thing.
They can find a Jason.
I don't
know. Teddy.
Yeah, they,
I don't
they
know
might
if
find
Casamigos.
A
yeah, I don't know if Casamigos know a Teddy, okay? That's also what I want to call them.
Casamigos.
Yeah.
All right, thank you all so much. So we are at the saddest part of the show where I have to let all of you go. Before we do that, please give it up for my amazing, fantastic guests, Marie Boston, Demi, and Kieran. And you all, where would you like to be found, if anywhere, if anyone, projects, anything you want people to see?
You can find me at the Mushroom Church in a couple hours.
Amen. You can find me on Instagram. My IG is Reezy, R-E-E-E-Z-Y. And please look out for my dating game show, Why Are You Single?
So good.
I hear that dating is real hard in San Francisco, so I'll be back.
Oh, y'all spoke up quick.
Yeah, I'll be back.
What about you, Kieran?
Shit from Kieran on the internet. Shit. Like the poop that comes out of your butthole. Thank you. From Kieran, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this movie called Destroy All Neighbors. Which is with Alex Winter from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
The white people know. My
they were like, oh, yes.
The white people know. My Indian cousin does not. They just look at me blankly. And I was like, yeah. And Tom Lennon, it's a great... fun horror comedy.
What platform is that? Or is it the theaters? Where are we going to see it?
It's Alamo Draft Houses across the country. And
yeah. So you can get a little drinky drink. And I know y'all like that. I saw y'all order.
And it's on Shudder.
Yes. Awesome. As always, you can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms. You can now pre-order my book, Scam Goddess. Very freaky to hold your own book. Lots of stories that somehow I have not told on this podcast. I was really withholding. I had to like, sometimes I'll be like, Judith, edit that out. It's in a book. But it's really fun. It comes out in the fall. We'll be on a huge press tour. You're going to be so sick of me. And then, yeah, Diva Lacey on all platforms. Follow Scam Goddess. Keep spreading the word, congregation. I love you all so much. Thank you all for being here. Give it up for yourselves. Yes.
This show has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. The executive producer of Scam Goddess Live is me, Lacey Mosley. Producers for this episode are Emily Jones, Judith Parkwell, and Cody Fisher. Our San Francisco live show audio engineer is Michael Day. Special thanks to Jared O'Connell, the director of engineering at Earwolf, the Co-op Comedy Club, and the Sketch Fest staff. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar, and our audio engineer is Sam Kiefer. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.